You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Blind and partially sighted people in the Welsh capital have a new opportunity to get out and get running. Joining me now is Naz Khan, founder of the Cardiff VI Runners Group. Naz, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the group and how it came about.
So I myself have been running on and off for about the last 10 years, I'd say. And I've got a good network now myself of guide runners. I run with quite a few different people throughout the week, and I'm really lucky I'm able to run 3-4 times a week, which I know is not always the case for other VI runners, and trying to make those connections and having a safe place and an inclusive place to go and try running for the first time or just find a guide can be difficult for people. So I was actually inspired by a similar group based in Bristol. So Bristol VI Runners has been going for about 8 years. And I've always admired them, and I've been on their Facebook and I've run with them occasionally. And I thought, I really want to get something like that in Cardiff. It's taken me a few years, but after I did the Cardiff Half last year, so 2025, I was sort of on the high from that. And I was like, right, I'm going to do it. So I spoke to some of my guide runners and told them, you know, what I was thinking. And everyone, you know, was really happy to help and on board. And we reached out to other South Wales runners. So on Facebook, local park runs. And I got, you know, amazing feedback and lots of people interested becoming guide runners. So I offered to put on a guide running course with the help from Colin from Bristol VI Runners. And we got loads of new guides trained up and ready. And then really from there, we just started advertising and trying to get people involved.
And what kind of people have joined the group so far? Have they all been serious runners, or is there a mix of abilities and ages?
No, definitely a mix. And that's really the important thing. We've actually got, you know, a few people that have never run before. They want to try running, or they just want to come and walk with a guide. Because it's a social thing. It's not just for, you know, runners or people who have been running for years. It's for everyone. So if you're starting or new to running, or you just want to come and walk and have the social side of it, because we all go for a coffee afterwards. And it's just an amazing group of people getting together, making new friends, making new connections, and just getting out in the open, getting fresh air and getting fitter. So all abilities welcome.
Before running with a guide runner for the first time, how do people tell you that they feel? Are they nervous to give it a try?
Definitely, yeah. And it works both ways as well. For the guide runner as well, you know, they're nervous because they feel responsible for the VI runner. But it's about getting to know each other, getting to know what one individual will need is different to another individual. Obviously, sight loss is a spectrum. Some people have got enough sight and they're just happy to run alongside the guide runner. Some people like to use a tether. Myself, I started off running alongside my guide runner, but now my sight has deteriorated. I like to use a tether. It makes me feel safer. And one of the guys from the group, Gareth, you know, even though he's got some useful sight, it says running with the guide has given him a new sense of freedom, and he can just relax more when he runs because he knows he's not going to run into something. So yeah, once you're sort of paired up with the right guide runner, because the pace matters as well, you know, the guide runner's got to be able to keep up with you and be able to talk to you. So once you find that person, you know, it becomes very natural. I mean, I've been running with one of my guides for about 8 years, and we, you know, we have chats all the way along our run. You know, guiding kind of just falls in when it needs to, but otherwise it's just two friends running together, you know. It's not as frightening, you know, for the VI runner or the guide runner. Once you get used to it, you know, it's just practice and getting to know each other.
What do people say when they've taken part in a session, maybe their first session? How does it make them feel?
Yeah, and we've had great feedback. And that's what, when I leave, you know, when I've been for the run with the group and we've been for our coffee, and I leave there feeling amazing because of the atmosphere, everyone's on a high, you know. Like I said, we've had new people join us in January now, starting to walk with us. And they're so happy when they leave. And they're like, we're definitely coming back next week. And they have come back next week because they've realised it's a welcoming group and all abilities are welcome. So I'm so pleased with the way it's going. And I'm just hoping it's going to grow and grow.
And what has running given you, Naz? Does sport and physical activity change the way that you feel?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, my confidence, the benefit to my mental health, being outside, like I said, making friends is everything. Running is like my life. Like I joke around, it's just running is my personality. That's all I'll talk about to anyone. And I just want p other people to get that benefit and that, you know, positive feeling from running. It doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be far. Like I said, you can do walk, jogging. It's just getting out, making friends, and just feeling accomplished. It's so good for your well-being, all-round well-being.
Well, can you take us through a session? Now, it's as you say, every Sunday.
Yep. So every Sunday, 10 a.m., we meet at Sport Wales Centre. And actually, even before we get to the meeting, so there can be, you know, a little bit of logistics involved of if there's someone that needs, you know, help getting to the venue, if someone's coming on a train and they need someone to meet them at the station, or, you know, some of the guides will offer lifts to actually get into the venue as well. And the other thing is a lot of our runners or, you know, members have guide dogs. So we always try and organize guide dog sitters as well. So even before the running starts, we've got all those things to sort of think about and put in place. And again, we've had so many people come to volunteer. Everyone loves to sit with a guide dog. So we have the guide dog sitters, the VI runners, and the guide runners. And once all that's set up, then we usually meet at 10 a.m. I'll take everyone through a quick warm up, and we pair everyone up then with the guides. And everyone gets to sort of run with different people every week because I think it's good to sort of try it out with different people. All the new guides as well that have had the training in November, they like to practice as well. So at the moment, you know, we may have more guides than VIs, but that's actually a good thing because I want to attract more guide runners. You can never have enough guide runners. And if they come to a run and they're not guiding, they're still getting a run. So it's, you know, nobody loses out. It's just a bunch of friends running together. Some of us can see better than others, and that's how I want it to be. And then we just all go off in a group. Like I said, everyone's at different paces, but we start out with just the out and back. So you go out for 15 minutes, you come back for 15 minutes, and depending on your pace, you know, some people might get further. But we all kind of finish at the same time, and then make our way over to the coffee shop, which is the main event. And then, yeah, you know, just you can come for a coffee if you need to dash off, that's fine. You don't have to commit to every week. You know, people have other things going on. But once you're here and once you've been out with the group, you know, I'm confident that you're going to come back because, like I said, it's an amazing high feeling at the end of the run. We all have a chat and a social at the end, and everyone just leaves, you know, really, really happy.
And is there a charge for the sessions, Des?
No charge at all. It's all voluntary. So the guide runners, you know, they give up their time. The guide dog sitters, they're voluntary as well. So no charge at all. We just want people to come and enjoy themselves and make friends and get fit.
Where's the best place to find out more about the Cardiff Fairs Runners Group and details on how to get involved?
So we've got our Cardiff VI Facebook page. That's the best place to, if you join there, we post on there quite a lot as well. And if you want to come to our sessions, we've got our WhatsApp group. That's where we sort of connect and have polls about, you know, who's coming and who needs a guide dog sitter and all of that. So yeah, Cardiff VI Runners on Facebook is the best way to contact us, and then we can go from there.
That's Karen from Cardiff Fair Runners Group. Thanks so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.